Hello, kiddies. I'm just shutting the windows before bedtime. I've had enough of this fresh scare for today. Plus, I love to hear the tapping of the tree branches on my windows at night. Don't you? It's such a soothing sound. I just wish there was a tree there in the morning. Here's tonight's terror tale. It's about a monster that creeps into your room at night and hides into the darkness. So grab onto your teddy bears and hold them tightly, because I call this one the Flat Man.
At night, when you're lying snug in your bed and you're tossing and turning and unable to get any sleep, you sometimes hear strange noises. You hear a soft tap on the window. You try to tell yourself it's just a tree branch tapping on the glass, but deep down inside, you know it's the Flat Man. He's trying to get in. His bony fingers grip across the window frame. He squeezes himself through the cracks. He slides against the windowsill. He's so thin, he can creep in without you knowing it, and you can't keep him out. You peer in through the darkness. Trying to catch a glimpse, but he's too smart. If you turn on the light, he hides behind the wardrobes and curtains. He's always one step ahead. When you breathe a sigh of relief and you turn off the lights again, he emerges from his hiding place. You strain your ears to listen, but you can't hear a thing. The Flat Man is holding his breath and waiting. Without making a sound, you feel a chill run down your spine, because you know he's there. The moment you relax and close your eyes, the Flat Man will slide across the floor and slip under your bed. Even though it's warm, you still shiver because you know he's close. You pull the covers tightly around you, trying to protect yourself. But nothing can protect you from the Flat Man. As you lie there on your side, you can feel him behind you, lying beside you. His bony fingers skitter and flutter softly against the bed sheets. You feel the chill of his breath on the back of your neck. You lie there, too terrified to move, and his paper-thin arms slowly wrap around you. As soon as you fall asleep, his gruesome hands will cover your nose and mouth. You won't be able to breathe. Your body will struggle to take one more breath of air. You wake up gasping for air, and you'll cry out for help. Perhaps the Flat Man will let you live. Perhaps he will just slide back into the shadows, where he will lurk again, waiting for his next chance, waiting until you let your guard down. He's waiting for that perfect night when there's no one else in the house, and no one to hear your cries, and no one will come running when you scream. And he can strangle you in your sleep, and nobody will ever know what happened to you.
Ah, the Flat Man sounds like my kind of fiend. I wonder if he'll scare me tonight. Hey, what kind of musical instruments do you use every night before bed? Give up? A tube of toothpaste! I could tell you another joke, but that one fell flat. Well, that's our terrible tales for today, Tots. Until next time, remember to stay creepy.